The network marketing industry has changed dramatically in the last decade. With the advent of social media, digital marketing, the rise of the influencer, and all the tech platforms that promise something extraordinary, how do you separate the helpful from the hype? Welcome to Beyond the Network Marketing Dream, where authenticity and relationships, simplicity and duplication are at the core of everything we focus on. The fundamentals of building still work. Join us as we go beyond the network marketing dream.
Well, welcome back to the show, everybody. I am with Cody Bateman, and Cody, excited to have you with us. I think I'm going to learn a lot today. You know, you're a visionary and founder of a well-known company, Send Out Cards, that's been around for a long time, what, almost 20 years now, I think.
Almost 20 years. And Patrick, it's an honor to be with you today. I've heard great things about you. Love what you're doing out there.
I appreciate it very much. And I think the listeners are going to get out a lot out of it. You've got quite a perspective. Tell us a little bit about the backstory, if you would. You knew network marketing before you started Send Out Cards. So tell us a little bit of that backstory.
Yeah, I was a supplier in the industry way back in the 90s. And so I got to know the industry quite well. I worked with direct sales companies and top distributors from those companies. We put together marketing materials for them, and I had various services that we offered to those companies. So I got to know, I was very fortunate to get to know both sides of the industry early on before I launched my own network marketing company. And that was Send Out Cards. We launched in 2003, and that business has been around since then, 19 years of running. We're still cutting commission checks every single day. So we're kind of known as a legacy company now. And we've been very fortunate to have our product affect the lives of millions of people around the world. So we love the direct sales, the network marketing space. It's a great way to share your message with the world.
And why Send Out Cards specifically? I mean, did you have experience writing personal letters, or what was the thing that struck you about starting in that space?
We're very much story-based here. This Send Out Card started with a story, and I'm actually wearing it on my shirt. I've got a word on my shirt called promptings, and that's where the story comes from. When back in 1989, I graduated from college and got an offer to work for an ad agency in New York City. I lived in Utah at the time. Mm-hmm. So there came the time when myself and my wife and our new baby girl had to move from Utah all the way across the country to New York. And we went over to my mom and dad's house to say bye to the family. When we went to leave, my older brother, Chris, was in a lot adjacent to my folks' home. And he was moving some vehicles around in this lot. And I had what I call a prompting that I needed to slow down, stop what I was doing, go over to him, tell him I love him, give him a hug and say goodbye, because we were moving all the way across the country. And I ignored that prompting. We were in a hurry. There were people waiting for us. We jumped in the car and I honked and waved at him and we drove away. So I ignored the prompting and we moved away. A couple of months went by and I got a phone call in the middle of the night from my mother, who let me know that my brother Chris had been killed in an accident. He was 29 years old, had three children when he passed away. And when I got that news, all I could think about is I had this prompting to say bye to him and I didn't do it. So that night when I got that news, I made a promise to my brother that when I had a prompting to reach out in kindness to people, I would act and I would do all I can to help as many people as I can do the same. And in 1989, in a little apartment, when I made that promise, that's where the dream started to build this business called Send Out Cards. I needed to find a way to act on promptings. Mm-hmm. And I learned very quickly that it was easier for me personally to express my appreciation to people in writing. So I knew that, I kind of figured it might have something to do with greeting cards. But a long story short, you know, that was way back in the 90s. It was pre-internet days back then. So we did all kinds of crazy things. But long story short, when the internet came, we created a technology where you could go on the internet, choose a greeting card, type a message, add a picture, click a send button, and over the internet, it would come to our printers. We would print, stuff, stamp, and mail the card out for you. Now, that was an idea way before its time back in 2001. Right. But that's what we did. We were pioneers when we created that technology. We launched Send Out Cards in 2003, and we've been there ever since.
That is awesome. What an incredible backstory. We'll save this part of this conversation for another time, but I lost seven brothers and sisters, seven of us, and lost the youngest, my brother, a few years back. And so I could hear the emotion in your voice. And anyway, that's a tough thing, but something incredible you're doing with it. That's pretty exciting. I'm sure your brother looks down fondly on the whole story. That's pretty cool. Tell me, you guys are so committed to naturally to the relationship and the authenticity that is really a paramount in network marketing. I mean, it's such a big part of it. And we see a shift today where people are jumping from company to company. The compensation plans are shallowing out. Sometimes they're jumping on board with influencers that aren't fully committed to the product or the service. How do you guys find yourself bridging that world that exists, if that makes sense?
Well, one of the advantages that we have is we're very much story driven. The story I just shared with you is the foundational story behind the business. And from day one, we've used that story and we've conducted events, live events, where we teach people, we tell that story, and then we teach people the significance of promptings, why promptings are so important, what you can do with them, how powerful they are, the products that we have to help you act on promptings. So naturally, because of the story, we created a culture around personal development and bettering yourself as a human being. And that culture and the product itself, I mean, the product is, it's a heart-driven product. It makes people feel good, you know? Right. So between people sending cards and gifts every day of kindness and meeting together, like-minded people meeting together, talking about this positive appreciation energy we send out, it's very natural for us to create community, a culture and a community around kindness. So that's been what's been fortunate for us. And I think that's the reason that we're still here today. You know, it's 19 years later and we're still moving along, and there's not a lot of direct sales companies that can say that. It's culture that's kept us together.
When did promptings come out? Like, so send out's been around, 19 years. So when did promptings, when did you really put that front and center on your marketing?
Well, that's interesting. We actually just debuted promptings about 2 months ago, and we have kind of our kickoff event in January, calling it the promptings premiere. So it's really a brand new launch, if you will. It's a brand new kickoff. And promptings, we are really running under the business name promptings now, promptings.com. And Send Out Cards is still the marquee product.
Sure.
So it's promptings driven by Send Out Cards or powered by Send Out Cards. But that's what we're about. We're about helping people act on their promptings.
That's awesome. Have you read Play Bigger by chance, Cody?
I've heard that. I haven't read it though.
You love it. It's the basic premise of the book, right? Is that, when you're building a company, the reality is that what's even better is to win the category, be category king, right? And that, you build it around, in this case, promptings, right? And you've got such an extraordinary story to tell that becomes anybody that ever types in promptings, you just own that space. Anytime you have a prompting and you're communicating that story, and then Send Out becomes the solution, right? But you'd find it really interesting because you guys are doing a great job of it. And how has that changed just in the short time for other people listening that might be thinking, maybe I need a better story around the brand or the product? Have you seen any changes yet? It's early in the game.
Well, yeah, we have seen changes because kind of what happened with Send Out Cards, the story was always the same. The foundational story is the whole reason we're still in business today. But we kind of, in the early days, we led with our product. We led with Send Out Cards. So the headline or what we led with is, hey, we have a card system that helps you follow up with people. And a lot of businesses would use us to follow up with our products and whatnot. Because back then it was like when you said the word promptings, you'd get deer in the headlights from people like, what the heck does promptings mean? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, but as time has evolved, it's 20 years later now and it's 2022 now, the whole world is different and the world is poised and positioned now desperately needing the message of promptings. Mm-hmm. So we have chosen to lead out with promptings. We are all things promptings here. We are here to help you act on your promptings to reach out in kindness. And if you will follow us, we're going to show you the promptings way to creating better relationships, the promptings way to relationship marketing success with your business, the promptings way to manifesting your goals and desires in life. And like you said, that's helped us to really own it. We own promptings. Make no mistake. If you Google promptings, we're all you're going to see. So,
right.
So it works.
Exactly. Well, that was that play bigger methodology for sure. Are you adding other products and services to the send out card line then? Or
yeah, we have numerous products we're adding to the line. We've been in greeting cards and gifts all of this time. And of course, we still have greeting cards, gifts, but we have different facets of cards. We have heartfelt greeting cards. We're all about sending a heartfelt message, individual heartfelt message to an individual one at a time. And we believe that in doing that, you create what we call appreciation energy. So we're really big on heartfelt cards. We even have a program where you can send unlimited heartfelt greeting cards anywhere in the world, stamps included, for $97 a month.
Wow.
And the reason we do that is because we want people to be in the habit of individually sending cards every day. Then we have what we call system cards. System cards is what all businesses want. They want a system that just sends them for them automatically.
Yeah.
You know, and we have that. We have that product, but we always distinguish the difference between a heartfelt card and a system card because it's the heartfelt card that actually makes the real difference. So we have that. We have gifts. We've always had gifts that you attach to cards. So the prompt you might be send a card to somebody and the afterthought might be to attach a gift to it. Well, we have a new gifting company now called Bella Cadeau because sometimes you want the perfect gift.
Right.
And the afterthought is to attach a card to it. So we have Bella Cadeau now, which is higher end gifts that we offer people. We have a virtual assistant service. So a virtual assistant can help you set up a contact manager and help you set all of your groups and everything up so that you can utilize our services. We have relationship marketing training services. I have a personal development company called Promptings Academy, where we have personal development courses that we teach. We even have a nutraceutical line. So a lot of times when we talk about promptings, you're being prompted by your body to take care of your body. You know, you know what your body needs before anybody else does. Your body naturally speaks to you and tells you where you're nutritiously deficient and whatnot. So we have an assessment-based nutritional product line that goes along with it as well. So
that is really awesome. Talk to me, let me shift gears just a little bit in that this affiliate world. You know, you talked a little bit about it in the notes that I got, and I thought that was interesting is that, let me set the stage just a little. Some companies are struggling with this affiliate marketing space, this influencer space, and the fundamentals of network marketing, depth, simplicity, relationships, authenticity, that makes network marketing very sticky. And I don't think a lot of companies are doing it particularly well. You seem to have found a bit of a balance between being able to work with both. How are you doing that, if I have it right?
Yeah, you do. You actually do have it right. And it's taken us some time for sure. We really kind of spent the last 3 years in transition, kind of moving more to at least support an affiliate-based marketing. We have a product where the sponsor, the person that's bringing on new business, they're pretty actively engaged in getting somebody set up. So we naturally appeal to an affiliate base because I, as a sponsor, have a lot of activity with somebody and I need to make sure those people are adequately compensated. So a couple of years ago, we kind of shifted our comp plan to put more commission on the front end. And we have what we call an affiliate commission. 3 years ago, I changed the name of our independent reps from distributor to affiliate. And I got criticized for it, by the way. I got heavily criticized when I did it, saying, you know, you're just faking it. And I'm like, no, I've got a plan. We're always going to have a network marketing back end, but we want an affiliate front end because we knew that the world was going to the affiliate-based world. Everything's driven by the internet today. You know, if you want a new product, you Google it. And when you Google it, you end up on a sales page and the sales page goes to a funnel And the funnel teaches or gets you to buy the product.
So if somebody wants to be a super seller of the product, they can just become an affiliate. They're going to focus on product sales. They're going to earn that commission. How does that work for the distributor? Does it damage their ability to create depth and volume and security and residual income? Or, I mean, maybe it does, and maybe that's just the nature, or is it a win for them as well at the same level?
I think that this is my opinion, and it's shared by a lot of people in the space. In fact, I just got back from the direct selling news conference down in Texas with 75 CEOs of network marketing companies. Every one of them are trying to embrace an affiliate type of service or type of system on the front end of their network. Nobody wants to get out of network marketing, but they want to get into affiliate marketing. And the entire space is looking at that. And so that's what we're doing. And I think it's critical. I don't think it's a matter of should I do it or shouldn't I do it. I think you have to do it, because it's the world we live in today. You've got to create a place that you will attract an influencer. You know, let's face it, there's influencers out there that if you plug into them, they can sell 1,000 bottles of shampoo for you tomorrow. Yeah. If you don't embrace that, you're going to lose out. And so you've got to get into the affiliate space. We've kind of leapfrogged, because a lot of people are kind of getting into the space, but they're telling their affiliates they got to come up with their own sales pages and their own funnel systems and their own email marketing. And we're doing that for them. We're literally, like, I personally, my background is marketing. So early on, I've been literally writing sales pages for my affiliates. And we've built funnels, you know, drip kit, email drips and all kinds of stuff to attach to that. We built them for our affiliates. Now I have a marketing team that I've trained to do that. But we want to make sure that when an affiliate joins with us, we can plug them in. Look, we got the tools for you. You're the sharer. You're the one that's got to get the message out. We'll give you the tools that will do the selling for you. And I think that direct sales companies, network marketing companies really need to embrace that.
So the win for the distributor, though, is your margin is going to go down because the retail affiliate that's retailing is going to earn a much higher margin. But the idea should be, is this your perspective on it? The idea should be the volume goes up and they make up in a difference of having a real affiliate program and they just move more volume. So it's a win for everybody.
Well, there's no question. And beyond that, in today's day and world, you have to have a way. Like if you have a network marketing organization, you have to have a way for a brand new affiliate to join you, or distributor, whatever you want to call them. You have to have a way for them to join you and be able to make some decent income quickly. You have to have that.
Yeah.
So
FTC and everything else.
Because if you don't, they're going to go drive Uber. They're going to go do the million things you can do today in this gig economy to earn an extra couple hundred bucks a month. You got to have a way for that brand new person to do that. And so if you have success at the entry level, everything else takes care of itself. If you keep people engaged at the entry level, then the team stuff will take care of itself. But if those people get disengaged or they move over to some other gig or some other side hustle, then everybody loses. So
yeah, attention spans are pretty short for sure. And then in terms of, you know, it's still people as distributors or affiliates, they still have to talk to people. They still have to get the prompting story told. No matter how good the story is, it's got to get told. And the follow-up needs to happen. What tools, what are you trying to do on that front to help your team identify, you know, the lead measure, prospecting, follow-up effectively, consistency in terms of personal development, training, accountability? Like, what are you doing on that side of the business?
Well, first of all, when an affiliate joins us, we plug them into our system and our tools. And because of the nature of our products, we're teaching a philosophy. We're teaching the prompting's way to succeeding in business and life. So we have a plethora of products we offer. The best way for us to get that entire message out, ironically, is with an ebook. So we have an ebook at the top of our sales funnel. The ebook is called The Promptings Process, and you just share the ebook and people read the ebook. Ebook has a bunch of attachments in it that guide you to our different products and services. when you click on those, it takes you to sales pages. And the sales pages hopefully do the job of selling you on why you need these services. So that's what we plug people into. And then once they're in, obviously we have training and different things we do with our affiliates all the time to teach them how to use the tools.
Last few things here. How the difference between affiliate partners and the more traditional networker, which obviously is still targeting affiliate partners themselves to market, but where would you say, if you don't mind sharing, like what percentage of your volume is coming from the affiliate side versus the more traditional build a team networking side?
That's an interesting question because, again, we're in transition. So we have an old network that was all in network marketing.
Right.
And we have a new team of people coming on that's kind of generating income in affiliate marketing.
Yeah.
And of course, the affiliate marketing is also tied to the back-end network marketing plan. So we're a hybrid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say if we just talk about people that are joining us right now, so let's say people that have joined in the last year, I would say that probably that of those people, probably 60% of those people, 60% of the income is going more onto the front end side of that. 40% is going on the backside. If you were to look at our whole organization, it's still 80% on the backside and just about 20% on the front side, because we have a long history of thousands and thousands of reps and customers over the years.
Mm-hmm. That is a pretty significant shift in methodology. And has the organization settled in around that concept at this stage?
Yeah, they pretty much have. Because again, the existing networkers, they know that in order for them to grow today, they've got to keep somebody in. So they've really embraced this new methodology. And they probably have the best of both worlds because they're still benefiting from a large network of people that they earn team commissions on.
Right.
The new people coming in
should go up pretty quickly. How do you deal with customers, retail customer that comes to send out cards directly and wants to purchase?
Well, and that's another great question.
That's a tricky question.
All direct sales companies. And listen, we've always been on the side of protecting the affiliate. However, we're learning that the best way to protect our affiliate is to bring everybody we can onto our service as fast as we can. Because if we don't, we lose them.
Right.
So we have embraced the concept that when people are introduced to us a myriad of ways, whether they Google us or whatever, we are making it easier and easier for someone directly to buy products directly from us instantly, as quick as we can get them in the system, buying products and plugged into one of our email drip systems to keep them engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Then we will take them and we will assign them to active affiliates that we know will take care of them as customers.
That's awesome. So,
and again,
you're not violating the trust that is built with the company. You're not selling direct against them and certainly not at the exact same price point, right? That's the kind of thing I think is causing companies trouble because they're not honoring the relationship or the trust that they have with the company, with their customer, which is the team as well.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, it's a tough battle because no matter what you do, reps immediately think that, oh, you know, you're competing with me. And it takes a while for us to educate. No, we're not at all.
Mm-hmm.
A rising tide raises all ships. So we got to bring the volume in and then assign it out. You never want to block any revenue from coming into any organization. Right. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's exciting, man. Congratulations on the success. Any closing thoughts to those other leaders out there, enterprises that are trying to navigate this time and space that we're in? A lot of rapid changes in the industry. Any closing thoughts there, Cody?
I just got to emphasize, don't get caught up in the hype of things. There's so much hype in the world today, especially with social media and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just don't get caught up in the hype of things. You know, fundamentals are fundamentals. I mean, I know that I think I read something that you're really into stoicism. Is that right?
I love some good stoicism.
Stoicism principles and implement them into your business because those principles stay true forever. And, you know, principles like what you send out comes back to you. How you treat people is the way you get treated. Honesty and integrity means something in the world. You know, provide a good service. Be a humble servant. Those are all stoic type of things that I think are crucial for us today because we live in a day and age where there's a lot of hypesters. There's a lot of people where they look flashy and they look wonderful and great. And you have to be like them to be successful. No, you don't. You need to be true to your values. You need to be true to who you are, true to fundamental principles of goodness. And that's what's going to make the difference going forward, in my humble opinion. So,
and Cody, the concept of promptings all around is one of those types of principles. If people want to learn more about that, they can benefit them in their own networking business. How do they find out more about Cody Bateman and the promptings concept? What's the best way for them to?
Yeah, probably the best way is promptings.com. That's going to get you a real quick, clear vision of what we're doing. CodyBateman.com, you know, you can see some stuff there. Promptingsprocess.com. You can go to promptingsprocess.com and that will give you access to the ebook I'm talking about. And so those are some great ways to find out.
Well, that's awesome. Well, congratulations on all the success and thanks so much for taking time with us today.
Well, Patrick, I appreciate the invitation and I love what you're doing. Keep doing it. We're going to make this industry great. So
I love it. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
All right. Take care now.
Thank you for listening to Beyond the Network Marketing Dream with Patrick Shaw. For more insights on building a solid networking business, visit our website at rapidfunnel.com/MLM. If you loved our content, please share, like, and subscribe. We look forward to seeing you in the next episode.